Somewhere in early 1997, when I was still training my friend Pete, we were given a load headed to the United States, crossing at Pemby in North Dakota, due south of Winnipeg. It was snowing, but not that bad, although the winds were fairly strong. We got to the U.S. Customs entry, parked the truck, and went in. The customs booth we visited that trip has since been demolished and rebuilt. After customs cleared our load, I was informed that Interstate 29 was closed because of the weather. I almost told the agent off. When the road is closed, it is illegal to travel. I mentioned that I guess we'd have to stay right where we were. The customs agent said we couldn't stay there. We had to vacate the premises. I said that it would be illegal for us to leave as the highway was closed. I told him that had he informed me the interstate was closed before he cleared my load, we could have returned to Canada, taken a load back to the yard, and taken a load that stayed in Canada. After a few minutes of back and forth, his supervisor came out to see what was going on. When he learned what had happened, he told his subordinate that the only way we could leave the border was if he supplied us a police escort to the closest suitable facilities, which were 2 miles away at the Gas Track truck stop in Pembina. We ended up with the escort along with a few other trucks in the same situation. All the other trucks were sent back to Canada. As I recall, I never saw that customs official at the border again. Gas Track was long been popular as a regular stop for all cross-border traffic, not just trucks. Fuel is cheaper than in Canada. If you're northbound, it's a good spot to stop and make sure all your paperwork and receipts are in order for Canada Customs. It's also the last place to make any snack or duty-free purchases before heading into Canada. When the roads close, though, their parking lots fill up fast. We managed to get a place to park, although it was not an official or marked spot. Gas Track has a normal capacity of about 50 trucks. By the time everything was said and done during this winter storm, there were 3 times that number. Every available inch of parking lot had a vehicle of some sort on it. Even the fuel pumps had vehicles parked in front of them. The storm that had caused the road closure bore down on the area like nothing I had ever seen, before or since. The winds were gusting to 50 miles per hour, and the bottom fell out of the thermometer. At one point, I remember hearing on the radio that the temperature was now minus 70 Fahrenheit. But when it's that cold, numbers really don't matter. It's just freezing. It was very cold, resulting in some trucks starting to gel up. When diesel fuel gets to a certain temperature, dissolved wax particles start to solidify, plugging the fuel filters. Winter fuel has additives to retard the wax from solidifying. But this product is not widely available in the United States, save for some of the more northern states. If someone fueled up in Iowa or Nebraska, chances are winter fuel wasn't available. Most truck stops sell fuel conditioner to retard fuel gelling, but it can be expensive. We fueled in Winnipeg, so we had a good winter fuel. We were stuck there for 3 long, boring days before the highway opened up. It took the North Dakota Department of Transportation, NDDOT, another 3 or 4 days to clear the cars and trucks that were littering the ditches. I only heard of one serious accident, although I didn't witness it. It apparently resulted in a massive crackdown by USA Department of Transportation regarding logbook violations. The story I heard, remembering that I didn't see the accident or its aftermath, was that a truck decided to risk running the closed highway. In the severe adverse conditions, he didn't see a state trooper stop to help a stranded motorist and killed the trooper. The investigation apparently also revealed he was running over his legally allowed time. For all intents and purposes, if this is what truly happened, his driving career was finished.